Jesus washes Judas's feet. For the number of times, the many, many times that I have heard and read this story over the years, I have never seen that. And this week, as I was reading through this story, that is all that I could see. Jesus washes Judas's feet. Now, there is good reason why we don't see this at first, because the way that we have told this story over time, always from the Gospel of John, the way that we have told this story is that we tell parts of it on this night, but we leave some of it out. And it's actually a critical part that we leave out. We come to this scene, and I imagine it. Every time I see it, I imagine this very large room. And in the center of this room is a low table. And all the disciples are gathered around it. And Jesus knows that the moment has come. And so he takes off his outer robe and he picks up a towel and he ties it around his waist. And he grabs a basin of water. And he kneels down to this group of people who have been his followers, who have learned from him, who have loved him, who have known him as their Lord. And he washes their feet. And every time I have imagine this story, I keep seeing Peter and Jesus, which is, I think, part of what the writer of John's gospel wants you to pay attention to. And I think it's important. But again, this week, all I could see was that Jesus washes Judas's feet. I imagine that he goes around and one by one, he kneels down and washes and kneels down and washes. And then, there he is. Now, part of why we don't see this is because, again, we don't tell the whole story. And I think it's important to tell the rest of this story, what is left out. Because there they are, they have washed feet, they're around table. Jesus is talking about this example, and he says this: I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But it is to fulfill the scripture, the one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I tell you this now before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Very truly, I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, very truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. Can you imagine? One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now, no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. The reason why I think we need to hear the whole story is that we come this night indeed because of love. But we come this night to hear a story where love is surrounded by betrayal and denial. Love is surrounded by betrayal and denial. And Jesus knew this. So when he comes around this circle, and he comes to Judas, as he picks up Judas's feet and begins to wash the filth of the road off of them, as he begins to rinse them and then dry them with his towel, did he know? Do you think that as he was doing this act of love to this one who would betray him, do you think he looked up into Judas's face? What is it like to love someone who betrays you? For what is betrayal? Betrayal is not opposition, really. No, if you're against someone, it means that there isn't trust. And for it to be betrayal, there must be trust. Trust that will be ignored or forgotten or misused or broken. Betrayal is not abuse. This is not a story about abuse. This is a story of giving oneself over to love, even in the midst of broken trust. How does that happen? It's my sense that it happens when we are able to remain and look beyond this act and see more. To trust that the act that has broken this trust is not all of the truth. And this is why this love that we come here for tonight is so scandalous. This is not a love of convenience or comfort or ease. It's not really that warm or fuzzy. It's not a greeting card full of pastels. Not with Jesus. Not on this night. And what of Judas? What was going on in his heart and on his mind as Jesus makes his way from disciple to disciple, coming ever closer? When Jesus looks up into his face, do you think that Judas is able to meet his eyes? When he is experiencing this vulnerable humility, is Judas able to receive it? Has he steeled himself against this love? Does it begin just to waver a bit? What is it like to receive love from someone that we have betrayed? Because there are those who say the betrayal in this gospel is different. There are no pieces of silver exchanged between Judas and the religious authorities. There is no kiss in the garden in this account. Johannine scholars tell us that the act of betrayal by Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, is that he leaves the relationship. After he has received the bread, he leaves the table and walks away into the night. So perhaps that is a reason why we are here tonight. Why we are here to listen once again, to hear this story told, to take part in these ancient acts, and to receive once again this command to love. Because part of being human is to fail, is to betray, to love our parents, to love our children, to love our siblings, to love our friends, to love our spouses, is to receive that trust and in ways large and small to break it. And to know that our love is surrounded by betrayal and denial. And we come here this night to gather with basins and water, with bread and wine. We come here knowing all too well that each of us has the capacity to be Judas. And we come here this night, each of us, to remember that we have the possibility to be Jesus as well.